What if you could sit down with someone from another culture? What if hearing the way they experience life, things that brought them joy, or the moments in their life that changed the way they saw humanity actually changed your view of the world? What if their story gave you more confidence in sharing your own, or more grace in hearing another's? What if it allowed you to see your fellow human and understand that you are a fellow human? I believe humanity holds love and beauty, and I've found it so deeply in these humans and so many more. Individuals that have changed the way I see the world. And I'm so honored to share one of them with you right now. Welcome to today's episode of Your Fellow Human. I'm your host, Liana. Before we get into today's episode, I want to take a second and answer one of the most common questions I get asked. Can I come with you? And the simple answer is yes. I host a few trips a year, but these are not your typical group trips. These are intimate adventures that allow you to travel responsibly, connect authentically, and experience a new culture alongside those that call it home. Whether you are a human looking to experience travel authentically, or a fellow creative looking to deepen your community and experience culture in an intimate and responsible way, this community is for you. If you are interested in joining me or want to see what trips are on the docket, then head to the link in the show notes and join my travel community. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, then you know exactly what I mean when I say the most beautiful parts of this world are those we get to connect with. I love the opportunity hosting these trips gives me to share some of those amazing people with some of you in real life. And if you're tuning in for the first time, I am so excited to share one of those amazing humans with you right now. Today, I want to introduce you to Alejandra. Alejandra and I are here in Renova. We are in the city of La Paz in Bolivia. This is one of her projects. It's her hotel here. And I've just had a lovely time, amazing time, just having breakfast together, just getting to hear more and more about her. I had the opportunity to be connected with her through a friend of both of ours, Sumaya, which you might remember from last time I was here in Bolivia. But Alejandra is an incredible woman. And I think more than that, just an incredible human being, to hear everything that you've accomplished, the way you so intentionally pour back into the people around you, to your employees, and you treat them like your family, to your kids, to yourself, most importantly, and the way that you value who you're becoming and who you are and the impact you have on the world. It's a really incredible, beautiful thing. And you're a truly amazing woman. I'm just really honored and excited that I get to sit down and allow other people to hear a little bit of who you are. So thank you so much for the opportunity to share a bit of your story, and thank you for being here.
Thank you, Liana. Thank you to be here. I know Bolivia is in the other side of the world. And to talk about Renova, it's my third project that I did as a businesswoman. It was the hardest one. And I can tell you a little bit about it. And I'm so happy. I'm so happy the woman I became. I'm so happy the mother that I am. I'm happy to be the daughter of my father. And I'm happy to show some of the projects that we have.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's amazing. So I have a list of questions I work through with every guest. They're all just designed at getting to know you, your view of the world, for people to hear just a bit of the life you've lived and how you're impacting people around you. So we'll jump right in if you're ready.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. First one is, who do you define yourself as?
I'm Alejandra, and I'm a woman. I'm a proud woman. Mm-hmm. I become a businesswoman and at the age of 22. By now I'm 46. And in the time, also have my twins. I'm happy to be a mother. And in my time, I decided to help others as well, to see them, to face like a mirror, and to show them that women are able to move on, to be this balance between mother and to be who you want to be in your life. So I'm proud. I studied business administration. I have my master's degree in finances. And last month, a passion. I finished my second career as a chef in the Argentinian Gastronomy Institute. So it was difficult, but I think I learn it more, and I'm all the time moving and see what the world is offering me to. I think that's Alejandra.
That's amazing. Yeah, and I think that's super cool. Yeah, you were just sharing a little bit more of your experience becoming a chef and completing that second career as a passion. And I love so many things about that. And I'm sure we'll get into that story more as well. But just I'm going to learn something new and later in life. I'm going to pursue these things. And the way you describe being a proud woman, I think we were talking before, and it's like, we would like to believe it's just in this culture and that culture that it exists, but there is so much strength and so much beauty and so much purpose in being a proud woman of what you can do. And I think I love hearing that. I love that people can hear that other women can hear that it's a good thing to be proud of what you can accomplish, and that's not a flaw or a weakness or something to be negative. It's a really big positive.
Definitely. It's not an easy job. And when you are studying, I think I have someone in my life that influenced a lot. Mm-hmm. That was my mother. Mm-hmm. Imagine so many years ago, she was three girls studying university, all against her, and they all the time she used to tell me the story that teachers in university say, why don't you go to your husband? Why don't you go to help your kid? You are a mother, you shouldn't be here. And she said, yes, that's why, because I'm a mother. I want to show them that it's possible. Mm-hmm. And I think that legacy lives on me, that it's I'm really proud to become a businesswoman, and not doesn't mean that I left my kids behind. And I think that I'm a mirror, that I have twins, a boy and a girl. So that's a balance as well, because sometimes they have to think them that my girl can see that a woman can get their goals without forgetting who she is or what life can face, because and later on I'm going to tell you how difficult sometimes it can be a businesswoman as well in a man environment as well. And it's my boy that to be proud, mm-hmm. that the woman can work and they can be complement as mm-hmm. so it's a It's true. I'm a businesswoman, I'm a mother, and to show them the new generations, when I talk to kids that are in the rural areas, it's tough for them, mm-hmm. because normally they are meant to not to finish the school, probably, to teach them to have the strength and to encourage them to move, to become, to get into university, to get a degree. It doesn't matter if it's an institute. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter, but because I always think when you change the life of a woman, you're changing the life of a family. Mm-hmm. You're changing the life of a community. So, it's my role as to help a woman. It doesn't matter if it's one or two or three, or whatever, to move and hold their hands and say, it's difficult, but move. Mm-hmm. You have to move. And I think that's the whole purpose for me, and I'm thankful.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like so much, like you said, it's not just the way it changes other women, it's also the way it changes other men to see like your son or the men around you in their life to say, yeah, this is, I'm growing to respect and to understand and to see that there are other ways to view this. It's really powerful and it's very cool. Okay, the next question, it's easier. Okay. Simple. What is your favorite food?
My favorite food? When I became a chef, mm-hmm. I always think that I saw my mates 20 years younger than me, and I say they always think for a Michelin star. And I think now that I see 20 years working, I say, yes, it's good to have a Michelin, but don't forget what you were meant to, why you studied this. The other day, I was cooking, and humitas is like tamales. Mm-hmm. And my son came and said, "Oh, mom, this smells like grandmother's food." That's why I cook, because you have to have this experience, these memories to rememorate something in your life, and that's something that why I cook, to have this connection with people, to have not for Michelin, because I think it's tough and I don't need any more stress in my life, but to have company, to to feel like that your grandma cooking smells, and to have this chat around the food. Mm-hmm. If you ask me, yeah, it's huminta. Yeah, that the food that my mom used to make.
That's cool. Yeah, I love that there's so much life and memory and story and intentionality in that, and the purpose behind like food. Yeah, we can just eat it to exist, but to eat it to have a memory, to have an experience, to have that, it's much better. It's super cool. Are you reading anything right now?
I really like TikToks, because I'm not... I don't know. I cannot read that 100 pages, but I can listen, and I think I like the, because they are really short stories to teach you, mm-hmm. and I'm in Ikigai. Mm-hmm. I think I'm starting to read more about that, and how to do something with purpose, something you want to do in your life. So Ikigai, I think I'm starting to read about more about that.
That's super cool. I love that. Now I always joke and say, like, I have this endless list of books that I maybe will never read, because I have the attention span of like a small animal and I'm like reading something and I'm like, what's over here. So yeah, I understand that.
You're like, I don't know how the kindergarten children.
Yeah, exactly.
I cannot see more than half an hour.
Yeah,
pretty much. I have 5 minutes of meditation.
Yeah, pretty much. What would you say is your greatest fear?
To become old, I guess. And not have the energy that I have now. That's mm-hmm. why I'm enjoying my life now. It's but I think I have experience, mm-hmm. and if I can translate that and my experience, my life, mm-hmm. to other ones and transcend this to other people, I think that I fear the most to mm-hmm. become old. But at the same time, it's I have to change the way I think. I will become a teacher in the university.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. Like I can relate to that. I think it's like to maybe not just the idea of being old, but like you said, it like to not have the energy to pursue life the way you pursue it now. Like, yeah, I want to make sure I enjoy it now, and also we can do nothing about it, so it's gonna happen.
Yes.
What would you say that you value the most?
Honesty. Honesty and will. Like, I don't know, in Spanish they call voluntad. It's even though if it's hard, but you have the energy, because motivation can be really small steps, and then you have a big motivation, and then you don't do, but perseverance mm-hmm. is something that you do in your life, even though it's hard sometimes. And honesty, because you have to trust someone. Mm-hmm. And I value the most when I will hire someone. I don't mind if he have a degree, a university mm-hmm. degree, but if I feel that he have the perseverance to do that, mm-hmm. or the motivation, mm-hmm. and I can trust him or her, it's something that I value the most.
Mm. Yeah, I can agree with that a lot. Yeah, I know we were talking earlier just about how, especially as a woman in business in a male-dominated space, that respect, it's one thing, but the trust, it's another, to say, like, I know that when I communicate with this, we are on the same page, that I can trust that they will do what they say, that they will have my back, that things like that. It's super important that people are speaking the way that they're actually going to act, and it carries over from business to your kids, to your life, to everything. So, yeah, I can understand a lot of that.
And I think it's... I know life can be tough. I learned it from the pandemic, mm-hmm. and it's don't stay there. Mm-hmm. Move. Mm-hmm. Resilience. It was so hard for me to inaugurate my hotel in 2020. And I have all these expectations because in 2016, I bought this hotel, my third entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship is not my third.
Partnership with.
Third business.
Project.
Project. Yeah, I was so excited about it. I thought it was. I had this the experience because it was a third project, and all the numbers were oof. I said, okay, occupancy 80%, and everything was. It looked marvelous.
Yeah, on paper everything was ready.
Yes, the future was woohoo! No, way too much. But in 2020, the pandemic came and I was with a loan, a lot of like $2.5 million. And everything, the country was closed, no government support. I have 35 families behind me. And I thought, okay, what I'm gonna do with this? And it was hard. Mm-hmm. It was hard. That's why I think people have to have resilience. I have is what is happening. Mm-hmm. What I'm gonna do to make it to change this? Because it was everything was against. Nothing was like 2016 when everything was the numbers were great, everything was great, and tourists and everything, oh my God, and now everything was like completely the opposite.
Yeah.
And what I say is, don't stay there. Mm-hmm. Okay, focus what you have in your hands. It was like, I was said to my people in the pandemic area time, they said, okay, I'm the captain of this ship. Mm-hmm. We are facing a really bad storm, really bad. We will be damaged, but try to hold, try to hold, try to do your best effort. Try to not to think about the storm, because it will be the storm there. Mm-hmm. It will be this lightning, everything. Everything's against us. Mm-hmm. But look forward. I'll try to hold the best I can this wheel. Mm-hmm. I'm the captain. Mm-hmm. I'm not jumping the ship and leaving everything behind. But come with me, and we will see what you have, what you have values, what you have, what we can face. And I learned a lot. Mm-hmm. I learned it to be more productive in a hotel. I learned it to do in a faster way, something like training, like I was telling you. Mm-hmm. I move to see, because when you have everything against you, you start to think better, like what to be more efficient, what to be like more productivity, what you have to do, all this arrangement to talk your suppliers. And that's what resilience is all about, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. I love the way you describe that, of like the resilience of saying, like, are you willing to see that it's tough and keep going? And for you also, like, that you speak so much to the incredible leader that you are as a business person, not just a businesswoman, but as a person in business that says, like, hey, I'm not jumping ship. I'm going to hold on. We're going to go. If you're with me, I've got you. And it's, yeah, we're going to be damaged, but we keep going. And the resilience to say, like, we can control what's happening around, but we can choose to keep moving forward. And to be someone that has to follow a leader, you want the leader like that. I want the leader to say, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to do the best that I can. I've got you. We're going to take damage, but we're going to go. Like, that is what people look for in a leader. That's who they follow. That's who they trust. That's who they believe in. And so it's really incredible to hear
that. And there are people always that will jump out of the boat. And okay, it's rough times, okay. Mm-hmm. And it's not bad. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people will trust you, or sometimes people won't trust you. Mm-hmm. But the ones that stay with you is the one that they will mm-hmm. hold you to as well. Mm-hmm. Like, and now that it's a change, like we are now 20, and it's history, the pandemic. I got teaching though, and it's 2024, and I'm moving as well, and I think I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I survive as a person, as a mother. I see friends dying and think, okay, what I'm gonna do now? I always see in countries like Latin America, like in Bolivia, there's a lot of poverty. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I don't wanna get used to poverty. Mm-hmm. That's something that it's moving me. When you accept that there's a child begging in the street, or when you accept when there's child laboring, or when you accept poverty, it's okay. You are not like, my head is moving towards to give kids to the opportunity offerings that I was telling mm-hmm. you about to learn here in the hotel, like to be a bellboy or to be a housekeeping or to be a waitress or to be a sous chef or to become someone in life, to give the skills to move mm-hmm. in their lives. Because you, in countries like mine, you don't expect government to help mm-hmm. them. You won't have any help from other person than yourself. So mm-hmm. I'm moving and I'm grateful that the hotel is now not in red line.
Out of the red.
Yes, we are still like facing some challenges. It's an Hotel Renova is a corporate business and hospitality. If I start to teach them my other hospitality friends, like hotels, to start moving and to show them that hospitality can mm-hmm. face a real challenge now, to teach them, these kids, not to go to alcohol, to drugs, to prostitution, because mm-hmm. it's the easier way to mm-hmm. catch them. Mm-hmm. They are 18, no one, in a difficult environment, it's easier to go to that way. Mm-hmm. Instead, in 3 months, I want to do the training so they can face the world with some mm-hmm. official, I don't know how to
use. Some ability
to face it in a different world. That's something I'm moving now.
Yeah, you were sharing about that, and it's incredible. I think we were talking a bit over breakfast just of how when we change somebody's life, or you get to encourage somebody or support somebody in something, that there's so much value in that, but also to understand the opportunity that you have and the way that you get to help others with that. To say, like, I want to encourage these people or orphans in your country that don't have maybe government support or another option, to say, like, let me help you, let me be behind you, let me support you and say, I believe in you, and let me teach you these skills. Like, you're giving value that changes generations and countries and the world, to have people believe in them, to have someone say, you can do this. And I think that's, it's truly incredible, and it's amazing to know that, like, you choose to do that direction, no matter how hard it is, no matter how hard business is, no matter how complicated it is, to tell them, like, you know, to have somebody who says, I'm not jumping ship, I'm moving forward, have somebody like that believe in you, it changes you. So it's really cool.
Yes, and it's like, I want to change the hospitality they always say, oh, that's philanthropy. Yeah. That's philanthropy in my country, because if you do it, I'll do it just by heart. It's mm-hmm. But it's something that, if Renova is starting, mm-hmm. and I can make the seat and say, okay, if she's starting, this little girl in the hospitality didn't know anything about hospitality, and now she's facing the hospitality between, and like, okay, I can be the seat. Yeah. And maybe they can, then maybe other hotels and say, okay, if she's doing that, why I cannot do that as well? Mm-hmm. And we have more and more, and we can expand this as a wave.
Yeah, the impact is so much greater when you show, like you said, not just believing and giving opportunity to individuals that don't have it, but also to impact others within the industry that you work, to say, hey, also, we can do this together, and we can really make an even bigger impact, a bigger wave, like
yes,
you said.
Yes, and it's and I hope, like, Hotel Renova is a corporate hotel, and also like to see like, okay, the other people can come here and they will know that they're helping someone else mm-hmm. instead of just the fee. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. the fee is, I cannot change it. I cannot do that. But if I can share a little bit of that fee with my community, it will be nice. It will be nice to show them that responsibility, sustainability, it's possible in hospitality mm-hmm. in Bolivia, mm-hmm. and it can be possible anywhere as mm-hmm. long as you are willing to share. And I think I have this university, 65 rooms mm-hmm. to teach them, or they mm-hmm. have a kitchen where mm-hmm. they can learn, or bellboy, and I know they are, and these jobs are needed in the industry as well. Mm-hmm. So I think we have a good match.
Very much so. Yeah, it's super cool. Like you said, to pass that on and to see that and to know that the impact it's getting to make and like I think that's the thing. Like if you're listening and you've spoken to me, or if you follow on socials and you've heard, like, this is my second time back in Bolivia and it's an incredibly beautiful country. The people are amazing. To say, like, often when I travel, it's important that we know that our travel dollars make an impact as a tourist, and to be able to say, like, here's a beautiful hotel with an incredible mission and purpose behind it to give back. So if you're coming to Bolivia and you're looking for somewhere, for sure, I'll be including everything about Renova there. It makes a difference. As when we travel, we will like to make an impact. We like to know that it's sustainable, that it's valuable, that it's impacting the community. So it's something you offer that is unique and very cool.
Yes, and it's it doesn't give you more or less. It's like it's the purpose. Mm-hmm. It's the what Hotel Renova is in booking. It has 9.2 over 10. Mm-hmm. Last month we received in the hotel in South America. My hotel appointed us as the more reputation online, mm-hmm. the better reputation,
the best reputation online. Yeah.
So we are in the list. So I'm proud of the team that is holding me.
Yeah.
And also we have the code. We are helping to have a tourism without traffic. We trata de personas. I don't know how they call it.
Human trafficking.
Yes.
Yeah.
We are supporting code in the hospitality industry. Yeah. To be a safer place for kids as well.
Yeah, it's huge to say that, especially, I know that's a topic that, it's often that Latin America is a place where kids are taken in human trafficking, and unfortunately often North America, it's mm-hmm. a recipient of that, and it's heartbreaking. But again, to say, like, also that your hotel, it's really intentionally focused on being a safe place, on being an impact on against human trafficking. It's huge.
Yes, and also, like, all these courses, the code, they we have the code certification mm-hmm. to help all this training and everything. Probably, hopefully, we won't have that in the hotel, but these people, the bellboy or the mm-hmm. housekeeping, when they train in the community, they will perceive in the schools or wherever there's something like that is not right, and that's the impact that I think you mm-hmm. have to do it. And also when they ask in the hotel, why do you have a solar plant? Mm-hmm. And say, okay, I don't want to have impact in that, like in the environment as well. Like mm-hmm. part of our energy is by using by solar system. Mm-hmm. We recycle mostly everything in the hotel. And it's like, I want to show them, like 40 people work with me now, and they can do it in their communities mm-hmm. as well. Don't throw plastic everywhere, put in garbage bin. Don't contaminate the environment. Mm-hmm. This is the only place, this is the only planet we have now.
Yeah.
And show them that it is possible. Mm-hmm. If I do it, and again, okay, you can copy. The other hotels copy. Mm-hmm. It's good. Mm-hmm. And show them it's a purpose mm-hmm. to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we change by that ripple effect.
Yes.
They see here and they go home and they do the same and they do that. And then one person, not... We cannot change everything on our own, but you change one person, they change one person, they change something.
So yes, it's cool. It's important. It's important. And it's, I think, as a woman, it's to take care. I think it's to take care. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
To take care of your community, to take care of your people, to take care of your kids. The concept of fair sleep or the concept of while you are sleeping, you are helping someone. Mm-hmm. Or while you're sleeping, you are using clean energy as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Definitely. Okay, when was the last time you felt joy?
last month when I received mm-hmm. my certificate of my second career, because a woman sometimes forget about being a woman.
Mm.
Woman, that was something that I did it for myself, mm-hmm. something that I was passionate about, because 25 years ago I was meant to be like a woman, take care of businesses, but this was something that gave me a lot of pleasure. I mean, give me some happiness for mm-hmm. myself. When I received my certificate, there was a girl that was like probably 24 years next to me,
mm-hmm.
and we were in this graduation ceremony, and she is from Argentina. She lived in Buenos Aires, and she said, "Oh, why we came here just for this?" And I look at her and said, "Okay, let me tell you something. I'm a woman and a business. It was so hard for me to get this degree, because for being a mother, and I came from Bolivia, La Paz, and you came from Buenos Aires, and you're not happy to be here. We have to be happy for what we goals, even though if it's a little steps, be happy. Sometimes mm-hmm. a woman like just like to push, like now you know, it's sometimes we look just for mistakes, but not for our goals. And we should be more proud of ourselves.
Absolutely.
Yes, my degree was.
That's cool. All right, I know you've shared quite a few things that have been a major impact, but would you say there's something in your life that changed you or impacted you most?
The motherhood.
Hmm.
I think every time I talk to her, she's no longer with me.
Hmm. Yeah.
But I think she was a wonderful woman.
Mm-hmm.
She showed me that being a woman is not a disadvantage.
Hmm.
To be a woman is the most powerful thing, hmm. because you create life and you can change lives.
Hmm.
I think she's someone that changed my life.
Mm-hmm. That's incredible. Yeah, from the way you shared about your mom earlier over breakfast and just who you are and who you've become, like it speaks so much of her and the impact that she's had on you and the way that she encouraged you. Like she seems an incredible human being, and it's amazing. I don't get to meet her, but I get to meet somebody that she loved dearly and somebody that she impacted, and that speaks so much to who she is. So it's really beautiful and really incredible. And
I would never forget her telling me, try to do the best in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Try to, not by trying in a bad way, mm-hmm. try to do the best. And when I remember when I was traveling, when I was 16 years old, back then it was no internet, and no WhatsApp. And my father saying, why are you sending the only girl, you only little baby, girl baby to Australia to do internship? And and she's the only girl. She's a woman. Mm-hmm. Why are you sending her so far? Mm-hmm. From Bolivia to Australia, it's way too much. And she says, because I have to give her the opportunity. Mm-hmm. I have to give her wings to fly. Mm-hmm. And the only thing is to show her the world. And that's the thing. I always think in my mind to give my kids the wings to fly. Mm-hmm. And like she did to me. Mm-hmm. And she says, she always think, don't hesitate, whatever you do. And even though you are in the business man world, shine mm-hmm. as a business girl, mm-hmm. as a business woman, be proud of what you are.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible. Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful impact that she's had on the world and on you, and to see how you're carrying that on is very cool. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
Okay, so we haven't known each other for super long.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We had a nice...
It's 2 hours.
2 hours in person, and we had a nice call before I came here. But what is something you think you and I have in common?
We see the world through a different eyes. Hmm. And we want to share, even if it's small, and we want to share different world, and we have the possibilities through our hands, through our businesses, through our community, as a mother. And when Sumai asked me to share, to be with some reporter and say, okay, what does she want? and when we first talked, and I think we have values, the same values. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that we share. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate so much mm-hmm. you are here. I appreciate so much this interview. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. I hear you talking before and say, oh, women have the same problems in North America than in South America. I thought this was just South American problem. And I think woman, powerful woman. Hmm.
That's an honor to have anything like that in common with you. And it means a ton to me that you give your time this morning to share with me and allow me to ask you questions and share a bit of you. So thank you. I appreciate you so much. For sure.
Thank you, Liana.
Okay, what is something you are looking forward to?
Now is, like I was telling you, to have this foundation for mm-hmm. kids, orphan kids. And I don't know, to show, to be more in board positions, mm-hmm. Not to be afraid, mm-hmm. to be in around businessmen, mm-hmm. to grow as a leadership, but mostly to encourage my kids also to travel around and see mm-hmm. that your point of view is not probably different than the other one, but mm-hmm. you have to respect them as well. Mm-hmm. Yes, I think and I'm facing the new challenge to do the foundation. I know it's like a new company. But okay, I'm 46. I can handle this, I guess.
For sure. Yeah, that's cool. On the other end of that, was there anything you wished was over already or maybe didn't exist in the world today?
The world is always the world. You cannot change the environment. What you can change is what you can do it. if I see poverty, it's difficult because I live in a country that have a lot of poverty. Mm-hmm. If I can change a little bit of that, I won't they say that it's a bad country. No, it's the country that I have mm-hmm. and I enjoy a lot. Mm-hmm. But I can plant my seed. Mm-hmm. I expect this to get the fruits. Mm-hmm. In a few years. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool, for sure. Yeah, we do what we do with what we have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool. What would you say makes you feel known and valued?
known by, it was, I all the time, when I was telling you, it was difficult for me to show what I was doing. And I think I value the most is my perseverance to get something.
Mm-hmm.
I value the most that I have values.
Mm.
And it's something that my parents teach me,
mm-hmm.
to do the right thing on the right moment.
Mm.
I think I value the most that it's the energy that I put on something that I think is the worth.
The ability to know what's worth your energy and to give it completely to that thing.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very cool. Yeah. What would you say makes you feel at peace?
When I told you about this anecdote that when I bought the hotel in 2016, and my nanny was with me, and I said, okay, Marcela, I bought a hotel, I don't know anything about it, and you are nanny, and you are gonna be housekeeping, and you don't know anything about it. And by that time, she was a single mother, and she started working with me, and the pandemic came, it was so difficult, and I said, please stay with me and help me with this. And she says, yes, we are gonna be there. And both of us started in the hotel, faced the pandemic, and now she's, the other day she came to my house and said, thank you, because you changed my life from being a nanny to a businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I really, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not, probably I changed just the life of one person,
mm-hmm.
but she changed the life of the daughter and mm-hmm. the granddaughter now.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can change just one life, it's enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, and I think that's the reason.
Yeah, there's a lot of peace in knowing that every day you wake up and you do what you do and it's impacting something. It's impacting someone. And I know you have already changed so many lives. I know you've changed mine, and just getting to hear your story and just getting to understand your perspective and being reminded that, like, as women, like, you know, there's something to keep pursuing. There is something to do. Just that the affirmation of, like, we can do these things and this thing, and it's not limited to that, and it's good to keep moving forward. So it's very cool. There's a lot of peace in that.
I
for
think
sure
the limits you put yourself, your limits as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
When I was going to start, like, in 2021, my second degree, I was so joyful. I say, okay, I'm gonna be started. And I shared to some people, women and men. And I say, I'm starting this, and my one person said to me, but why? Why are you doing this? When you become a mother, you don't expect you to do this. Or why? You are a businesswoman. Why? Who's going to take care of the company if you're doing that? And I thought, and I almost regret the decision I was going to make. Because if I would be a man, they'll say, okay, good, that's, mm-hmm. you know, it's new for you and it will be help you, everything. But when you're a woman, you are like facing some doubts about doing what you want and your limits. It's the things that you put yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided, no, I'm not hearing that. This is not a limit. This is, okay, a suggestion. I accept you as a suggestion, but not my limit.
I think that's incredibly helpful advice for anybody to hear, men or women, but just especially for women. And like you said, I know we were talking earlier that when you propose that you're doing something, the people who are against it, it's not men often, it's other women.
Mm.
And I think they especially need to be reminded, like, it doesn't make you a bad mom to be a businesswoman, and it doesn't make you a bad businesswoman to be a mom, and the impact you have is there. So it's really cool what you share.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so this one is going to be an interesting question then. If you were to share something with the opposite sex that normally they wouldn't receive while coming from you as a woman, so if you were to tell men something that you wish they knew about themselves, something you wish they knew about women, whether it's a compliment, a criticism, encouragement, but something that if you were to tell them, they would just say, okay, I accept that. What would you tell men?
We're a compliment. Hmm. Women and men are compliment. Mm-hmm. Not, women are not better with other men, and men are not better with a woman. Even if you partner, it doesn't have a woman or man, but it has to be a compliment, because it's not easy to be a mother or a woman when you don't have someone to hold your hand and say, okay, you can do it as well. Mm. It's to share the responsibilities of your parenthood. It's to share your lives. Men are there, not only to be better or worse, it's just the same level. Mm-hmm. It's this connection when you, I don't know, you cannot share your fingers. You cross your fingers and you're a better compliment. Mm-hmm. And you hold and you go together.
Mm-hmm.
We are not victims, we are not enemies, mm-hmm. We are who we decide to be, mm-hmm. and who we share this with, and mm-hmm. who will share this with us. Mm-hmm. So it's good. It's good to have one.
It's a compliment. I love that. For sure. Very much agree. I know you've actually had the opportunity to speak to other women, to other groups of people, but if you were to have a large group of people before you and you were to share a bit of advice, a life lesson, something you feel like humanity should know, what would you tell them?
To feel good when we are doing something for you. I encourage them to have the energy to face different moments, different thunders, different waves, to hold very tight what you are aiming to, what you're looking at. Tough moments will always come. We'll always face it as a woman, as a mother, as a daughter, as a partner, as a wife. But it's the time sometimes when everything, you are in a tornado and you have to face it and say, okay, this will go through, and don't expect this to be easy. Mm-hmm. Life ain't easy. But it's what you decided to become. It's easier or difficult, or it's your perspective about life, what you can see. It's something that you have to face it, and a reality. Okay, this is what I have, this is what is going on. Don't hesitate what you have in you, in what you can see in the future. And difficult moments will come, pandemic came, and I never expected that. But get through it, and when you get out, you say, okay, this is so much like a chocolate with a kid. Life is wonderful. Mm. Life gives you what you just needed or what you expected. But it's amazing when you face and I see the hotel after these years and I say, oh wow, I made it. I have my kids and I had a wonderful life. I really like it.
Mm. That's amazing and beautiful. And I think if you're listening and you missed any of that, rewind it and listen again. It's some advice that I think impacts people. And if we hear that message, I think even that alone changes who we are in a beautiful way. So I love that so much. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you, Liana.
Okay, so we are here in Bolivia. It's your home country. But what is something you wish people knew about your culture?
I believe, yeah, my dear Bolivia. I always said we are so small, and my culture is we're friendly. Mm-hmm. We are We are afraid of everything because we are a really small country. We have a beautiful, beautiful places that are unexplored. We are not like all-inclusive hotels, probably. No, you will face the Amazon as it is, or you'll see the Lake Titicaca, or you see the Chiquitania, different places, different cultures, and different food. It's amazing how it changes from one place to another, and all the tastes are different. All the people working, cooking in their own way as a traditional ways, and like comintas, like my mother. I try to teach generation to generation as well. It's a beautiful country. It's a beautiful country, but there's a lot of opportunity. We don't have too many conglomerates company. Mm-hmm. We don't have too many hotels.
Corporations. Yeah, small, yeah.
We are families. Yeah. We are just small families. Most of the companies that are here are just families. Mm-hmm. We are not really influenced because we are considered a risk country for conglomerates. Mm. Which is good as well,
keeps them out in some ways.
But yes, family business are what it's primarily in Bolivia, and it's hugging, like it's, yes, we welcome everyone, and they like tourism a lot. They like to talk, and they say, oh, the blonde guys, and
yeah, it's a beautiful country. I mean, I know the first time I came here, I was like, I didn't know what to expect, and it's if I had expectations, it exceeded them. It's the culture, the people, the warmth of the people, the friendliness. Even when I was riding the
teleférico,
and there was just an older gentleman last time I was here, and I was like a little lost, and he was just so sweet and talking with me and sharing, and just even for the 15 minutes I'm in the ride with him, and it just. The people are very warm, and the food, it's incredible, like you said, like there's the variety and everything, and just, it's really cool to know that's like, the businesses are families, that you said, like, we're families running our country, and it's really cool. It's a beautiful place to visit. I will always come back, so, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm sure there are many things, but what is something that you've accomplished that you're really proud of?
To develop three different companies from nothing. I have my family support. To have the energy to like this motivation to pursue my dream. To become the mother of my children, and to see me as a mirror. To enjoy life. I really, really enjoy my life. It's the decisions I've made, bad, wrong, whatever, it's decisions at the end. And I learned it, obviously, and have more muscle as a businesswoman, definitely, after pandemia. And I'm really proud of what I become, the woman that I become.
No, it is an honor to know you, even for a small time so far, the woman that you are and who you are. And I know you've just shared so much incredible value for anyone listening in, for other women, young or older, to feel inspired, to feel possibility, to know everything that you've accomplished and who you're becoming. And I appreciate so much your time and your effort to allow me to know that and to allow me to share that with others. But is there anything else you want others to know about who you are or what matters to you?
Just the woman, take the chances, take the possibilities, take the, don't hesitate too much. We think too much when we have to make decisions. The worst thing you do is okay, do it. I changed my list from do it to got it. Because sometimes women do, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do, I want to do, I want to do. And you have this bucket list of wish things like Santa. But I changed that to got it. I got my to be a businesswoman, I got to be a mother, I got it to have my second degree, I got it to help people. I changed that wish list to realize, and don't be afraid. It doesn't matter if you are old or you are. I was afraid to start university after 20 years. I was like, oh my God, they are 20 years younger than me. What am I doing here? What is this new education online? Oh my God. And where is my teacher? It's a computer. And it's time to, and not to blame for to be a woman. It's time to start being a woman, to focus on things. And there's a saying in Spanish, I don't know, no hay peor acción que la que no se inicia, no hay peor. I don't know how to translate it like that.
Better to try and fail than not to try at all.
Yeah. Thanks. yes, try it.
Yeah.
Make mistakes.
Yeah.
Learn from mistakes.
Yeah.
Take your opportunities. Don't look what you don't have. Sometimes when you are job applying, men always look, oh, I have 6 things. Oh, good. I'm gonna apply. And woman says, no, I have 7 things. I won't apply. Look what you have and take it and encourage yourself and face it. And if it's not for you, okay, it won't be.
Okay. But try.
Try.
Yeah.
Try your best. Try whatever you do. Do your best. And if it's your best and you don't get the medal, you did your best.
You did your best, and that you're proud of. Yeah, for sure. As we should be. Alejandra, I appreciate you a ton. Your time, your energy, your life, your inspiration. I'm super glad Sumaya connected us, and it's an honor to know you and an honor to share a bit. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Liana, because I never thought about knowing someone from USA. That's the good thing about networking, women that are in this. And thank you for your time to listen to me and to know Renova's history, to know what's behind Renova, what's the name Renova is to renew and always renew yourself for whatever it is. Thank you so much in my heart. Thank you, and we welcome you in Renova La Paz, Bolivia.
come visit Alejandra, come check out Renova, and get to be a part of the culture here and a part of a hotel that's doing something more. So thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Your Fellow Human. Your reviews and support allow me to continue to share these incredible stories with the world. Please take a minute and write a review or share an episode on social media and tag me in the show. If you learned something, were impacted by this story, or if this episode changed how you see humanity, I would be so honored to hear from you. I just want to thank you for being a beautiful part of my community here. Sincerely, your fellow human.